And
I've got them all right here.
And we are going to give you our expert guidance through each and every one of them to tell you the exact read that would be best.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Well, of course he's ready. Listen to that voice. Of course he's ready.
Hey, do me one favor. Just say, in your best voice, Ken Stevens is a jackass.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have to remember that Ken is also my general manager. So.
Well, it's something that I'll be able to
play. I want to keep my job.
Come on, I'll be able to play it whenever Ken does something to get us mad.
Okay, well, of course you would disclaim it first, right?
Yeah, Paul Turner has nothing to do with the editorial comment of these bumpers.
Okay, what am I saying again?
Ken Stevens is a jackass.
Ken Stevens is a jackass. Oh, my God, I can't believe I said it.
Okay, beautiful.
But, Ken, you know I love you.
We won't run that part.
Yeah, that one won't be
either. Okay, here we go. Number one, working hard to preserve a unified Germany. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, and as soon as you said, would you like me to just jump right in and follow?
Sure, yeah, dive right in, Paul.
Here we go, number one. Working hard to preserve a unified Germany, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, how come I don't hear you doing stuff on a network or something with that fantastic voice of yours?
Well, I do stuff for NBC television, and I've, do a lot of TV stations across the country.
Of course he does.
Yeah. I haven't heard it.
I like it. Can you do that one again?
Okay, number two. Now, this one, we'd like a slight Spanish accent.
This one may be trouble. I was talking to Rob A. earlier about it. I can try it. Now, you want me to roll the R's on the radio, is that right?
El Comico Show en el Radio No Peligrosa, Donaldo Y. Miguel.
El Comico.
Okay.
And what does that Y mean again?
It means and.
Donaldo Y. Miguel.
All right, here we go.
Y. Miguel, okay. Let me give it a shot here.
Okay.
Number two. El Comico Show en el Radio, No Peligrosa, Donaldo Y. Miguel.
I love
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
Yeah, I love
Perfect.
It. We're rolling. Very nice. We're rolling now.
All right,
not
now
multilingual.
All right, now the next one. Here's where you need a little bit of an accent. The perfect compliment for your orange, ruffy, and lima beans. Now, would you give him a sample of how Major Bill sounds?
The perfect compliment. The perfect compliment for your orange, ruffy, and lima beans. The Dotted Mike Show.
It's the cotton picking Dotted Mike Show.
Okay, the cotton picking Dotted Mike Show.
Very nasal, kind of an old-time southern delivery.
The perfect compliment.
The perfect compliment. Okay, let me try that one. Number three.
The perfect compliment
for your orange, ruffy, and lima beans. It's the Cotton Picking Don and Mike Show.
Hey, right on.
I love it.
That's it.
Even better than when you were Ito. Even better. All right, number four. Now, this one must be done a la Jeff Spicoli.
Okay.
There's no birthday party for me in here. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Should I retain some seriousness at the end or keep the whole...
No. Yeah, just Jeff Spicoli in the beginning, then Paul Turner at the end.
Gotcha. Number four. There's no birthday party for me in here. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, this would be the first one that you've run into a little trouble with, Paul. The way you say it is, there's no birthday party for me in here. Yeah, you kind of go up at the end there.
Gotcha. Number four again. There's no birthday party. There's no birthday party for me in here. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's just move on.
Sorry, Jesus.
Now here's one. We cannot do this one on the air.
Okay, that's right.
The Don and Mike Show, crazier than an S-house rat. And what we're going to do is bleep out the word, the S-word. All right, you'll do that one off the air.
Gotcha.
Number six. They're still looking for a monkey. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, number six. They're still looking for a monkey. The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Great.
All right, now this one we'd like you to do... A la Rip Torn, Artie from Hank Kingsley, Larry Sanders.
Right.
I guarantee nothing in there, Hank. Chihuahua.
Okay, that's the way you should do it.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a shot here.
I guarantee you, there's nothing in there, Hank.
I guarantee you, there's nothing. Do that one for me again.
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
Chihuahua.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, let me try. I guarantee you, there's nothing in there. Yeah. I can't get his voice.
Don't say guarantee yeah. Just say, I guarantee there. Just so you can get the yeah out of there. I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
Okay, he's real throaty. He kind of goes in the back of his throat.
Yeah.
Okay. I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank. Hi, Chihuahua. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Hi, Chihuahua.
Number eight. This one you can do in your best jive radio. You know what I mean, your standard stuff, like if you were doing a real one for a radio station. Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Gotcha. Two all-American boys who bleed red, white, and blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Very nice.
Number nine.
I think I'm going to take that one home tonight and listen to it on the drive home.
Now, this one you should do with a slight Dennis Quaid as Jerry Lee Lewis accent. England can kiss their ass.
Okay.
And then cut out this part, shake it one time for me. Just England can kiss their ass.
And when you say England, you might want to say it with an A, like England
can kiss their ass. Don okay, and Mike.
And then Don and Mike, gotcha. Good night. England can kiss their ass. Don and Mike.
I like that one.
Okay.
That's great.
Very nice. Number 10. Westwood One's favorite cash cow. And then you say moo, however you'd like to.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, number 10. Westwood One's favorite cash cow. Moo. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, Paul, you're good. You're good. Number 11. Broadcasting live from the shallow end of the gene pool. The Don and Mike Show.
Number 11. Broadcasting live from the shallow end of the gene pool. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Number 12. He's Mr. One Take, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Number 12. And this one kind of as an Orson Welles. Unpleasant, unrewarding, meaningless. Say hi to Don and Mike.
Yeah, when you do this one, how about you do it with unpleasant, unrewarding, meaningless. The Don and Mike Show.
Or say hi to
kind of drag each one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let me try it. Number 12. Unpleasant, unrewarding, meaningless. Say hi to Don and Mike.
Perfect. Perfect.
What you looking for?
I'd give 5 years off my life to have your voice. Let me tell you something. Your voice in my brain. I wouldn't be sitting in this room.
And you'd be dead now.
Yes, you're very right. Number 13. Single-handedly keeping Disney out of the D.C. metropolitan area. Don and Mike.
Single-handedly keeping Disney out of the D.C. metropolitan area. Don and Mike.
All right, let's get one more in before we got a break. Number 14. The perfect accessory for a modest pump or a plunging neckline. The Don and Mike Show.
The perfect accessory for a modest pump or a plunging neckline. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, you got to do that one more time. It's a modest pump. Yeah, a little F on the end of it. That's all right. You're doing a great job.
The perfect accessory for a modest pump or a plunging neckline. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
See, now this is a behind-the-scenes look. You heard these bumpers being born on the air last week.
But you normally hear voices like this on radio stations, and you never get a chance to see that this is really a human being.
It's a rare opportunity. And they're well-written, by the way. Who writes these?
Oh, well, it's Rabe and Stimpe. Give me one more ad lib. Joe Rockhead is an idiot.
Joe Rockhead is an idiot.
There you go. Paul, please stay right there.
All right.
We will be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Lunch for $2.99.
WJ. Like hell. FK.
447. Here's Sherry Lynn Dribbley. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Michael. I'm Sherry Licker, Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Mike would do these himself, except he can't read.
Not funny.
More with the Don and Mike Show.
This, of course, is Cyndi Lauper. Are you aware? She is so far down now in the food chain.
Yeah.
She's making a remake of this song.
Really?
Of Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, but that don't take away her loveliness. She is still a stunning woman.
They have tried to fix her up. I saw her on the TV over the weekend.
Scary?
Yeah, you know, and I like Cyndi Lauper back when she was all trashy and like scum of the earth looking.
Didn't she come to one of those DJ conventions, too, which is a, kind of an indication that someone's either on the way down or on the way back up?
Well, you know what? Let me just say it like this. Cyndi Lauper is a woman who looks at home in those Salvation Army clothes.
Sure.
And the video that I saw had
What color hair did she have?
It's a normal color. Uh-huh. It's like a strawberry blonde.
Uh-huh.
And they've got her lips. They're dressing her like they dressed that girl in the movie Clueless.
Okay.
The problem is that Cyndi Lauper doesn't have the package to go with that kind of package.
Well, how old is she now? 60?
Cyndi Lauper, I don't know. I used to like Cyndi Lauper a lot. I liked a lot of her songs.
She's nominated for an Emmy this year.
But it's like, oh yeah, she was on, what show was she on?
I don't know, one of those shows.
The Paul Reiser show?
Mad About You, I think.
Shebop.
But you know that another great song by Cyndi
Lauper. Very good song.
But you know that she's hit the absolute bottom. I mean, this Girls Just Want to Have Fun was a song like 10 years ago.
Right.
You mean, to me, and that's the sign that that you've really hit rock bottom.
That would be an indicator that she's already going to make a remake.
Hello, Cyndi. Listen, you can't sell a record to save your life. We've tried to put you in a beautiful outfit. We've given you a first class all the way. We've painted you up real nice. The only thing that's going to work is, how about a remake of Girls Just Want to Have Fun?
Yeah, and only a guy like that wouldn't call her Cyndi. He'd probably call her just C.
Well, now if he called her C, she'd slap him now, wouldn't she? You know, I've heard you can't call women C.
I suppose you're right. Sin.
Okay.
Sin. Please, remake Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, guys. I think she was a marvelous actress, though. I don't know about her singing career.
Oh, no.
Some movies?
She was in the movie Goonies, I think.
That's right.
With the fly.
What did she do in the movie Goonies?
She was one of the Goonies, Mike.
Very Goonie.
Was she the one that liked the Rocky Road ice cream?
I think that's Gremlins.
Oh, no, Goonies was the movie with the late John Matuszak, who played the Rocky Road.
Okay.
I never forget movies like that.
I know you don't. I know you don't, Rain Man. Okay, let's get back to these with Paul Turner now. Number 15, Paul.
Alrighty.
Two champions of the Bill of Rights, especially that crap about honoring thy father and mother. Don und Mike. And you got to make sure you do the UNT. Don und Mike.
Don und Mike, okay, and a pretty straightforward delivery otherwise.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Two champions of the Bill of Rights, especially that crap about honoring thy father and mother, Don und Mike.
Okay.
Man, this is the only tape we have, right? So I got to stop laughing.
Yeah, well, now see,
right at the end there. Is this the only tape we have?
Now, I don't know why this is. Diana told us during the break that we shouldn't laugh and we shouldn't applaud while Paul is speaking. Does that mean that he has to redo the previous 14?
Are you rolling any kind of tape there, Paul?
You know what? I'm not. But I could start that if you'd like.
Well, that might be a good idea. Maybe the producer should have told you that.
Can you redo that one since we jumped in on you at the end?
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Diana, this is Sahib. What'd you call me on Friday?
Sahib.
This is Sahib.
Sahib.
Roll a tape. Get Paul to roll a tape. Yeah, let's try number 15 over again, please.
Okay, let's give him 15. Two champions of the Bill of Rights, especially that crap about honoring thy father and mother, Don und Mike.
Bravo. See, now we have to wait a little bit.
I had to be quiet. I wanted to laugh in the middle of it. Yeah, that was a good read, Paul.
Beautiful, thank you.
Number 16. Unlike the French, these two chaps embrace the out-of-towners. They're Don and Mike.
Okay,
you know what? I don't like that one. I've changed my mind.
I don't like that one at all.
Okay. Number 17. It's a daily 4-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, 17.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a daily 4-hour bender with no hangover. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. And I hate having not being able to react.
Number 18.
Well, that adds to the fun of it, I think. I mean,
you're right.
Doesn't that sound good?
You're right, my lord. You're right, my lord.
Listen to whatever you say.
Laugh, young man, laugh.
Number 18. Using the comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, number 18. Using the comedy Zamboni to clean the ice arena of life. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, good, great, excellent. Number 19. This one is from Pulp Fiction. And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to oppose, poison, and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
Like a preacher. It's got to be done.
Yeah, and you really, really emphasize the furious. Furious.
You know it like Jules in Pulp Fiction.
Exactly. And then so
we're going to put gunshots in at the end, just like he did. But we'll add that later.
Okay, so kind of shrill top of the voice. Not really, you don't want any kind of balls on this one, so to speak.
And
right?
We will strike down upon thee with great vengeance.
And furious anger.
Okay, let me try it once and see.
Okay.
19. And we will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger, those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know our names are Don and Mike.
Okay, hey, that's great.
We'll take it.
That's terrific.
Very nice. And now, more with two guys who don't know the meaning of the word compromise. Don and Mike. And cut out that part about lots of other words, too. Let's just do it. Okay. And now more with two guys who don't know the meaning of the word compromise.
You don't like that?
No.
How does it go? How does it go if he says it that way?
And now more with two guys who don't know the meaning of the word compromise. And lots of other words, too.
Yeah, all right.
Don and Mike.
Okay.
There's exit. Knock that off and do the...
Yeah.
Leave it with compromise? Okay.
Yes, my lord.
Number 20. Number 20. And now more with two guys who don't know the meaning of the word compromise. Don and Mike.
Perfect.
Thank you, God.
Now, this one, you've got to do this like the late Gail Gordon.
That is a time-locked vault, Mrs. Carmichael. We are stuck in here till morning.
And then in your regular voice, we might as well listen to the Don and Mike show. Now, okay, I realize that, you know, your talent is not as a mimic like Mike's is. So
right.
just give it your best shot.
That is a time-locked vault. And if you could say Mrs. Carmichael.
Mrs. Carmichael.
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 Yes, you got it. That's it. Time-locked vault, Mrs. Carmichael.
We are stuck in here until morning. Like that?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, and then change pace at the dots there, right?
Yeah, and then go right into your regular big balls voice.
All right, here we go, 21. That is a time-locked vault, Mrs. Carmichael. We are stuck in here until morning. We might as well listen to the Don and Mike show.
That's good.
Close enough.
That's right.
Another one if you want.
No, let's move on.
Okay, sure.
Let's move on. Number 22. Their minds are slowly being taken over by the violently insane Bob Hope, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
I love it. Number 22. Their minds are slowly being taken over by the violently insane Bob Hope, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now as we edit, well, number 23 out. Number 24 out. Let's go to number 25.
Number 25.
These two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike show, just like, again, in Pulp Fiction.
You gotcha.
Know, when the guy, with the pimp, he's going to get medieval on your ass. Okay.
And that's the way you said, the way Don just said it, too. Get medieval on your ass.
Okay. All number 25. These two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike show.
I don't think that's quite
right. That's almost like hypocrite. Okay, hold on.
Medieval.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
Medieval.
Oh, now he's got medieval. Yeah, right. Like medieval.
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 Like M-I-D-E-V-I-L.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass, man. I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
Okay. Yeah, very slangy sound.
Up then down. Medieval on your ass.
Medieval on your ass.
Kingsley.
And not your ass.
You can say
your ass.
Okay. All right, so number 25.
Put your baseball hat on the right way.
Number 25 again. These two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike show.
No.
I guess I said your ass.
Okay, one more time. One more.
Yeah, and
let's just try one more.
It's medieval. Not medieval.
M-I-D-E-V-I-L.
One word without a break in it. Medieval.
I'm going to get medieval on your ass.
Medieval.
Medieval,
word ass. Okay.
And then
again,
and
two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike show.
One more time, because Mike was talking.
Sorry.
These two guys are going to get medieval on your ass.
Paul?
These two guys are going to get medieval on your ass. The Don and Mike show.
That's a keeper.
Good job.
Okay.
Good deal.
All right, now let's skip 26, 27. Now, here on 27, I'm going to make just a slight edit.
Okay.
Cut out the Let's Talk Boss Radio and put in Here's More. Okay, so it's like this. Hey. Enough already. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Okay. So
and you really want to sound exasperated. You really want to sound like at your wit's end. Like if you hear that again, you're going to get up on top of it.
Okay. Right. We got you.
There you go. All right.
We got you.
I understand.
Okay, there's my inspiration. Number 27. Enough already. Enough. No more talk of Diet Cherry Coke. Here's more with Don and Mike.
Excellent.
Okay, 28. Now, this you must do a la Rudy Martsky.
Okay.
Now, here's how it goes. Hey, guys. How you doing? Huh? 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 Ha ha Just like that.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How you doing? Huh? 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 It's Don and Mike.
I love that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, number 29. Give yourself a king-size break and listen to the Don and Mike show.
Okay, 29. Give yourself a king-size break. Listen to the Don and Mike show.
Excellent. We'll skip 30, skip 31, skip 32. Okay, up to number 33 now, Paul.
Okay.
It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go down to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy.
Again, this is in the vein of...
Rip Torn, Artie.
Rip Torn, right.
About your mammy.
Your mammy. Is that the only part? I mean, it's hard for me to get his voice entirely. Do I try to carry that through the whole...
Next time we do these, can somebody give me a copy of the liners? Because I'm not sure what's going on. But it's a kind of show that makes you want to go down, lie on your couch, and cry about your mammy. Just go up on the cry. Cry about your mammy.
cry about your mammy.
Your
mammy.
Your mammy.
Okay. All right, let me try one. 33. It's the kind of radio program that makes you want to go to your office, lie on the couch, and cry about your mammy. The Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Yeah. Done very nicely.
Perfect.
All right, let's go to number 34. It's the show that launched the career of Bob the Intern. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, 34. It's the show that launched the career of Bob the Intern. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, now, again, because Mike was laughing.
Sorry, I was laughing. I apologize.
No problem. I'll give you another one here. Here we go again, 34. The show that launched the career of Bob the Intern, The Don and Mike Show.
Great.
Okay, now we skip 35, we skip 36. Let's go to 37.
Okay, 37.
Four out of five physicians agree. This show can cure the vish ass. Don and Mike. Should we have him say vish ass, though? Vish ass.
Vish ass.
Vish ass.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, 37. Four out of five agree this show can sure cure the vish ass. Don and Mike.
Bravo! Now, a couple that were faxed in, you don't have a script for these, so let's wing it, Paul. Absolutely. Let me see. They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Okay, here we go. Before reaching a, what is it, climax?
They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you?
Okay, and then here's more with Don and Mike?
Right.
Okay, here we go. They perform for hours before reaching an exciting climax. Can you? Here's more with Don and Mike.
Bravo.
That's nice.
Oh, that's great, Paul.
Okay, a couple of more that were sent in. Let me see. Sure. It's what happens when cousins marry. The Don and Mike Show.
I like that one.
I do, too.
Okay, that hits home for me because I'm from North Carolina, but here we go anyway. 39. It's what happens when cousins marry. The Don and Mike Show.
Nice and simple. I like that. Yeah.
Let me see. It's the show where Don always comes first. Don and Mike.
Okay. It's the show where Don always comes first. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Now this one, you got to say like Angela Lansbury, it's like an on-air mini massage. The Don
mini massage.
Mini massage. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, just say, instead of massage, say massage.
Okay, sure. It's like an on-air mini massage, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, just do that one again, and just instead of massage, just say massage.
Massage.
Right.
It's like an on-air mini massage,
right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, one more time, please.
It's like an on-air mini massage, the Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Okay, and one more.
Sure.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
Okay. No matter how you slice them,
hold on a minute.
Bloody good. Don and Mike.
Hold on, we were laughing. And also, when you do the bloody good, you got to do it like Old Man Cook with the Redskins.
Bloody good.
No matter
bloody
how
you, good.
No matter how you slice them, they're
bloody good.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. Don and Mike.
That's great.
Okay, job done.
Way to go, Paul. Right. Job done. Hey. Nicely done.
And well, as always, it was a pleasure.
We thank you, Paul. Don't be a stranger, and thank you for lending your voice to our program.
Great job, guys. I appreciate it. Been fun, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There he is, Paul Turner. A very grueling lifestyle that Paul Turner reads. He will now...
That's his work for the week.
A lifestyle that he lives.
Right.
Someone else will give him something else to read now that he'll make more money for.
That's tonight on Channel 8. Thank you. That'll be $40,000, please.
We will be...
Hey, Robbie, how are you?
Hi, where are you doing? From?
Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York.
No kidding.
That's great. Hi, officer. How you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
How's it going? How's the crowd so far? Is the crowd in a good mood?
Yes.
Well behaved?
Yes.
Very good. All you want to say, right?
See.
That's
can it. You, can that's you find it. Us our Oops, seat, section 146, row 31?
Yes, sir.
Is this us right here? Row 31. Hey, these are our seats right here.
These are good seats.
Hey, now, if this isn't service, here we go.
Hi there.
Hey, look at this. You guys are going to love this. We're doing a radio show right by you guys. Beautiful, they say. All right.
Hey, and we got a special seat cushion, too.
Well, I can now officially say that we are sitting inside Joe Rabe Stadium.
Man, is this gorgeous.
Now, as we look out into the stadium, we are in the left-hand corner of the 49ers end zone.
And I have been to a lot of football games, but I have never seen a field crammed with more junk than this field.
Yeah, look at they got all the big blow-up balls. They got the palm trees. They got the big helmets. Hey, look, they got like a big old GIF helmet, a big old leather helmet over there.
You know something? I'm finishing my basement off, and I was wondering if you think they'd be mad at me if I took one of those fluorescent green palm trees with me back to Washington.
You got a big old blow-up Vince Lombardi Super Bowl trophy over there. Keeping in mind, though, of course, as you folks are listening to this, it's anticlimactic. You've already seen the game. You already know who won the game. Please allow us the moment. We've just gotten into the stadium. Can I tell you folks something collectively? Is anybody listening to me? Any of you people listening to me? Can I tell you something, ma'am? Hi, where are you from?
Los Angeles.
We are not supposed to be here.
face to face with the unspeakable horror of what Susan Smith did. The jury that's already decided Smith is guilty of drowning her two sons is now pondering the death penalty. Smith's ex-husband will now be called to the stand to talk about what the prosecutor describes as her 9 days of lies, deceit, and trickery in telling her concocted carjacking story. An Arizona man accused of beheading his 14-year-old son has been arraigned on a murder charge. A judge in Moriarty, New Mexico, has set bond at $500,000 for Eric Starr Smith. Police say Smith believed his sons were possessed by the devil. They say he beheaded the boy in front of a younger son and then drove away, hurling the head out the window at about a mile down the road. O.J. Simpson's lawyers are working their frame-up theory today with testimony from a blood expert. This expert says bloodstains lifted from the back gate of Nicole's condo and from O.J.'s socks appear to contain EDTA, a preservative police use on blood samples. Simpson's lawyers say that points to a police frame-up. Prosecutor Brian Kelberg says the testimony means nothing, since this expert bases his findings on tests conducted by other people.
Now, I find it most curious that a man who's never done this testing for EDTA using this equipment, who doesn't have the equipment in his laboratory, and who has to go to a lab to do this kind of laboratory test but can't do it on that equipment because it's not specifically the same kind, is going to come in here and start talking about, is this EDTA or is this not EDTA?
In Chicago, Congressman Mel Reynolds' trial has begun, with the judge limiting the opening statements to 45 minutes. Reynolds is accused of having sex with an underage campaign worker. Prosecutors say they'll press ahead with the case, even though his accuser has taken back the accusation and threatens to clam up on the witness stand. A former alcohol, tobacco, and firearms official says there may have been an attempted cover-up after the raid on the David Koresh cult compound in Waco, Texas, 2 years ago. Dan Hartnett told lawmakers today that the Treasury Department report on the raid contains false statements. In other testimony today, ATF officials said members of the cult fired the first shot.
To the best of my knowledge, the first shots I heard fired were coming from the inside of the building to the outside, fired by other than ATF agents.
And what? How do you know it was other than ATF agents?
I could tell by the type of weapons that I heard shooting, the 50 caliber weapons, the AK-47s. We had no 50 calibers. We had no AK-47s.
The stock market was climbing today. The Dow rose 27 points. The gainers outnumbered the losers by a 7-4 margin. The S&P was up 3. NASDAQ climbed 14.5 points. Last week in Texas, they might as well have been singing Take Me Out of the Ball Game. That story and the rest of the sports next. This Buzzcast brought to you by Computer City. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Daryl Strawberry may not be playing for the Yankees after all. George Steinbrenner reportedly wants Strawberry to donate $200,000 to charity and to set aside a substantial additional amount to a foundation for children. Strawberry's agent says he'll file a grievance because he says the Yankees are now demanding something they never mentioned during the negotiations. One rumor just won't go away as we approach the trading deadline. Today's Baltimore Sun says the Orioles still want to trade for Bobby Bonilla. The O's have reportedly offered the Mets relief pitcher Armando Benitez, but the Mets want outfielder Alex Ochoa. The best team in baseball, the Cleveland Indians, are in Anaheim tonight to play the Angels. Cleveland's on a 6-game winning streak and leads the Central Division with a 16.5-game margin. Also tonight, the Yankees host Texas, and in the National League, San Francisco's at Florida. The Mets visit the Chicago Cubs. In the NFL, Cleveland Browns coach Bill Belichick's lashing out at holdout Craig Powell, the Browns' top draft choice. Belichick says Powell, quote, needs to be out of training camp like a fish needs a bicycle. One of the last unsigned draft picks, Powell's agent says the Browns offer is about $500,000 short.
Who's writing his material, Rob Spiewak? Funny, funny stuff.
Finally, the stadium announcer got thrown out of a baseball game in Abilene, Texas last week. It was the ninth inning. An umpire had already ejected the home team's manager from the field after an argument over a foul call. In that argument, the manager took off his eyeglasses and shook them at the ump, implying, of course, that the umpire was blind and perhaps needed glasses. Up in the booth, the team's media relations officer asked the PA announcer to kill some time by reading a promotional announcement. That announcement was for an eyeglass store. Wow, said the announcer over the PA system, that was kind of bad. The umpire apparently agreed, and so he ejected the announcer from the stadium.
Oh.
The ump may not have found it funny, but the crowd did. They gave the announcer a standing ovation.
There you go.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
And we thank you, Buzz. We'll call them phone hoes.
Yes, we will, sir.
In just a moment, please stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's lewd. It's loud. It's live.
You see? You see?
106.7 FM WJFK Washington.
12 minutes past 6 o'clock. Here is the beauteous Sherry. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by the D.C. Lottery. Down a loop of the Beltway, you're going to find a brief delay now at the Wilson Bridge. Checking for an accident, Pohick Road at Waterline Drive. Another one to look out for in Montgomery County, Seven Locks Road at Montrose Road. Southbound 95 slows in Newington. Heavy rain moving through the area. Play Powerball today at a D.C. Lottery agent near you. Wednesday's grand prize drawing is worth an estimated annuity value of $5 million. I'm Sherry Licker. Metro Traffic Control for WJFK.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You men!
WJFK.
The best breakfast you've ever had. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Paul Turner, and thank you for listening all across America. On great radio stations like these in Cleveland, Ohio. Our program being heard now on WERE. Thank you for listening in Mobile, Alabama, Darwin's Waiting Room, 105.5 Sports Radio, WNSP, and thank you for listening up there in Hagville, Burlington, Vermont, 102.3 WLFE. A wacky weekend in sports. I mean, a pretty boring weekend in sports. We'll talk about it with Rudy Martsky. The good news there is that if there's not a lot going on in the weekend in sports, we can always talk about Rudy's personal life.
Absolutely. And, of course, I got a bird's eye view of Rudy on Friday, of course.
How you doing?
Taking care of business on a golf course. There you go.
We shall ask Rudy about his public urination.
No need to take more than 10 steps, Mr. Martsky. Go ahead and pee all you want.
Also, Buzz with another look at news. Toe tap and touchstones before we get out of here. And this can mean only one thing.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll find Johnny a date. Queeg wants to find him a date.
We'll find him a date right away.
We'll find him a date. Oh, and congratulations to Grease Man. I never thought I'd say this.
Yes.
You know, the ratings that just came out,
uh-huh.
The Arbitron ratings?
Right.
Grease Man no longer has the lowest rated show on our home station.
Oh, really?
According to the rankings, yeah.
Hmm.
He's pulled himself up to third place.
Wow. Wonderful. Well, I guess he had to knock somebody out of that spot.
Well, we have the highest ratings on WJFK,
uh-huh.
And then comes Howard Stern.
Yes.
And then comes the Grease Man. And,
Oh, I see. That would leave another one then. All right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
On board my ship, excellent performance is standard. Standard performance is substandard. Substandard performance is not permitted to exist. That, I warn you.
It's also amazing because it's not like the guy didn't get his name in the newspaper a couple of times during the last month.
Pretty amazing.
Well, congratulations to the Grease Man.
Way to go.
Long been a supporter of his program.
Absolutely. We love the show. We listen every evening.
Now, on with the phone hose, phone ho theater. Let me see if I can find a good ad we've never called before.
Oh. Those are wonderful advertisements.
These are dog-eared. Feel the sting of my wet whip.
Wow.
You pathetic piece of S. Experience the true humiliation delivered by mistresses and transsexual bitches. Taboo ecstasy. Join Jenny and Jill in their lesbian love fest. Sweet, innocent virgins. Nothing's too kinky for these trashy sluts. What's the most perverted act you can think of?
Oh, my.
Say it to two girls on the hottest line around.
Hey, there you go.
College co-eds in heat. Young, hot girls want to share sorority initiation with you. Petite Asian beauties.
Oh, I think we may have stumbled upon something.
Black beauties. Naughty sluts. Long, muscular legs, red leather, stiletto heels, painted toenails. Be my footstool. Be my shoeshine boy. Do my weekly pedicure and worship my feet.
Wow. Oh, man. Foot worship. I love it.
Okay, here we go. It's no sin to eat my forbidden fruit. It's ready for you. All right. I'll just pick one at random, I guess. We got all the tapes loaded. Let me get my tapes loaded up here first off, since we don't actually speak to the ladies except in the very opening crescendo.
We got them all handy here?
I got John Pop.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
All right. I got Surf.
Hi, this is Surf.
Okay. Okay, then I've also got Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Chill out.
Chill out. Ken Stevens. This is always a crowd pleaser.
I'm not!
Yeah, that gets everybody curious.
We got a new one to add this time. It's Larry King laughing. It's very brief. it's Larry King laughing. Here it is again. This is a good one.
It's well.
Again, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. We've got all of our Gump tapes.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
All right, I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Oh, hold on. I need Ernest Borgnine. That one, very important.
Hi.
Got your burps handy? Are your burps standing by?
Because, burps, you know, and farts.
About halfway through.
And Lou Ferrigno.
There we go.
All right, let's make the call. Let me get all the buttons pressed here. Okay, here we go. Phone Ho Theater is on the air. I just broke this button. Wait a minute. Hell. Ow.
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 Oh, that's a good way to break your hand.
Ow. Fixed it, though.
There we go. Is it working now?
Yep. Here we go.
All right. Okay, Phone Ho Theater. And it's amazing the hijinks and tomfoolery that ensues.
Hi, sexy. Just connected to the hottest phone line in America.
Now, I do have to speak to her at the beginning to give her my age and all that other junk. Right.
And then let the games begin, Don.
And begin they shall.
If you're under 18 and do not wait
here on the Sahib and Mike show,
begin they shall, Sahib.
Hang up now.
Sahib and Artie show.
Using your touchtone phone to talk to a hot playmate live one-on-one.
Yeah.
For only $3.99 per minute, press sure. 1 now.
Sure.
Using your touchtone phone, press 1 to connect to a beautiful, sexy girl. Press 2 for a one-on-one session with a dominant mistress.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, dominant mistress.
Sexy.
You're welcome.
You'll be billed just $3.99 per minute for that selection. Please hold on while we connect you. At any time, you can press the star key on your touchtone phone to be connected to a different playmate.
Okay.
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Dominate me.
Yeah, I like this music.
This puts me in the mood.
This is great. This is a good... Good artists like Acoustic Alchemy and the Rippingtons.
Everything but the girl.
Yeah.
How about this, Larry King? This puts you in the mood?
Hello?
Hi there. It's John Pop.
Hello?
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
John Pop.
John?
Yes.
Have you ever been dominated before, John?
Never.
Well, my name is Mistress Anastasia. What state are you calling me from?
Intoxication.
What state?
Virginia.
And how old are you?
40.
And what year were you born?
1956. Maybe 30. Mm. All right, I'm 30, not 40.
And what year were you born?
1956.
Okay. John?
Hello.
Okay, the art of domination, I would have complete control over you at all times. If you don't think... I can transfer you over to a woman that can suit your needs.
I'm not!
Basically, I would have complete control over you.
Yep.
I would tell you what to do, when to do, and how. And you
excellent.
Might comply with this. Okay?
Excellent.
If you... decide to stay with me. You will not speak until you're spoken to.
Jesus, you're not laying in your own puke, are you?
And you are. And you always would address me properly as your mistress.
Yep.
Is this understood?
Come on, recue. Yep, yep.
Yep.
No, it's not yes. It's yes, mistress, John.
Yep.
That's the way you have to address me.
Yep.
Hello.
Hi.
John.
What's up, guys?
It's already started.
Oh, you must don't want to miss this. You want a hot girl, don't you?
Do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
What's your favorite color?
I'm not!
Come on, say something now, baby.
I have rhinoceros skin.
Oh,
Hello.
Broken aside in America, a good ass whipping.
What are you doing there with a TV?
Straight butter, baby.
John.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
And what you doing, John?
Well, now
that's a recording on TV.
You finally talked.
Hello?
Trenton is tough.
No.
Must be that's a recording.
Hello.
What you have, audio visual in your home?
Hello.
I want to say something else now.
Only took her half an hour.
John.
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
I can't have a conversation with you if you're not talking
to me. Here's a very queer thing.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
John.
Liberty Gibbet.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
John.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
All right, time to go to the heavy artillery.
John.
Here we go.
Hello. John.
Hi, this is Surf.
This is who?
I don't know what this is, but it's got to be killed before it gets any bigger.
Shoot. Press the wrong button. Come on, ask who it was again now.
She's mystified, Don.
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
This is who?
Hi, this is Surf.
Phil?
I'm not!
Hi, this is Surf.
We need a better hoe.
Yeah, this thing. You can press a button, can't you?
Get rid of her.
Too stupid.
Using your touchstone phone, press 1 to connect to a beautiful, sexy girl.
She was having too much fun with it.
Yeah.
Unlike the other phone hoes.
I'm an idiot.
I got a lot of them standing by. Come on now, John Pop. Do your magic.
Hello?
Hello. Let me see.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is John Pop.
Very sexy way.
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
John Pop.
John Pop.
Yes.
Where you calling from, John Pop?
Calling from Virginia, baby.
What's your date of birth, honey?
My date of birth is 1st of January, baby.
What year?
1940.
So how old would that make you, John?
56.
We're John. My name is Tanya. Hello.
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 Hi there. It's John Pop.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, Duh.
Hello.
Come on, Duh.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
And that's all I have to say about that.
I guess this is a game to someone.
This is my Mac Daddy vibe I'm giving you.
Girl.
Oh, she got
hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Oh. Come here.
Come here, she's calling in some reinforcements.
Come here.
Hi, baby.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Surf.
Hello, this is Leslie. How's that?
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn. Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Come on, hose.
Come on, hose, yeah.
Bad hose today.
I guess someone is scared to talk to Tanya.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
It should be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know why?
Why?
Bad hose.
Bad hose today.
All right, let me try one more. Hold on.
Hello.
I'm trying to hang up on you.
It's like you woke them all up.
Yeah.
What's that? Come here. Come here. Man, sound funny.
You okay, Sherry?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was unexpected. Excuse me.
You've reached the phone duh line.
It's John Pop.
And I like the way you started that last one with a nice belch.
Tried to get her attention.
Hi.
Yeah.
What's she doing?
Hello.
Oh, there's
Liberty Gibbet.
What was that?
Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. Good evening, I'm Jack Barry. Good evening, I'm Jack Barry.
Hi.
Hi.
There's a lot of bending, stretching, sweating going on out there.
Come on, don't be so stupid. Say something. Hello.
Hello.
Don't flee from yourself. If you have a quality, be proud of it. Let it define you, whatever it is.
Say what?
Hi there, it's John Pop.
What did you say?
Liberty Gibbet.
Well, now, here's a very queer thing.
And what's that?
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
She's talking to her friends again.
Yeah. Hello.
I have rhinoceros skin.
Give it a roll.
I want to speak to John Pop.
Oh, you do? Oh, well, here we go.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I am the most romantic cat both of you know.
I like that Eddie Murphy one got him.
Do that again. No.
Hello.
Do the burp again, I like it.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not!
What's that?
I'm not!
Who?
I'm on Riku.
Hello.
I'm not! Hello.
I want to speak to John Pop.
Oh, God, where'd I put that to?
She likes John.
Oh, she's got the name down.
Yeah.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
You brought her great joy.
Yeah. Who's the mastermind behind this? I want to talk to him.
Hi there, it's John Pop.
No, John Pop is not the mastermind behind this.
She wants to.
You funny boy.
She wants to talk to the mastermind.
Hello.
Can I speak to the brilliant one?
Hi there, it's John Pop.
No, not John Pop.
Hi.
You're not sure either.
I have rhinoceros skin.
Not a rhinoceros skin either.
I don't know what this is, but it's got to be killed before it gets any bigger.
No, I'm not killing nothing. Good, gross.
Trenton is tough.
The burp seemed to bother her.
Hi.
Come on now.
Hi.
Hello.
May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
She's serenading you, John.
Yeah, she's singing because she's not smart enough to come up with any other response.
Straight butter, baby.
Oh, how do I get out of this?
Yeah, really.
I'm trying.
Hello?
All right, one more time. I just hung up on her. Let me call back. One more. Hold on.
All right, we're going to try it.
One more time.
Works best when the phone hose participate.
You've just connected to the hottest phone line in America. Brought to you.
Well, we're getting a higher grade of phone hose. That's what's dragging us down.
Yeah. Choose your own phone fantasy. If you're under 18 and do not wish to be billed, just $2.50 to $4.99 per minute. Okay. Please hang up now.
No way.
Using your touchtone phone to talk to a hot plane.
I want to press something other than one or two that we've already called.
Only $3.99 per minute. Press one now. To double your pleasure and talk to two.
Oh, okay.
That's right, two hot and sexy girls for only $4.99 per minute. Press two.
There we go.
Thank you, sexy. You'll be billed just $4.99 per minute.
You're welcome, sexy.
Please hold on while we connect you.
Yeah, do it.
Billing begins 3 seconds after the tone.
Go ahead, bill me. I'm John Pop. Bill me. Phone sex. Let's have phone sex right now, you and me, and my wacky tapes, my belch, my fart, my Sylvester Stallone, my Eddie Murphy, my Forrest Gump.
What Don't guy... forget Ernest Borgnine.
What guy can listen to that?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
John Pop.
John?
Yes.
Hi, John. Where are you calling from?
Washington, D.C., baby.
Oh. So tell me, Count John. John?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
January 1st, 1940.
How old
are you, baby? 56 again?
You're a much older man than I. But I'm only 22.
Yeah.
John? John?
Hi there. It's John Pop.
John?
Hello?
John?
Come on now.
John?
Hello?
Hi.
Where's my Ernest Borgnine?
John?
Oh, hi. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me, John.
Hi.
What's your fantasy today?
This is my Mac Daddy vibe I'm giving you.
May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Hello?
John?
Yeah, okay.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
John?
Chill out.
Hello?
John?
I am the most romantic cat both of you know.
I bet. John?
I'm not!
John?
I'm not!
You're nervous?
No, I am not. I'm not. Okay.
Hi there. It's John Pop.
John.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not!
You nervous?
What do you want to discuss now?
There we go.
My favorite color?
Anything you want.
Yep.
Yeah, anything you want.
I'm not!
Don't be nervous if you're nervous.
There you go. Conversation started.
Hi.
Come on.
Hi.
Do you want to put it in my mouth?
Yep.
John?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. John, why don't you talk to me, baby?
And that's all I have to say about that.
I can do all the talking if you want me to.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent.
What?
Oh, come on.
Excellent.
I can't understand you, John.
Excellent.
Oh, God. How dumb are these girls?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, okay, here we go.
Hello.
Can you hear me, John?
Yep.
Good. Because I just want to make sure you're going to be happy with what you're getting. Okay?
Yep.
Now, what do you want to do tonight? Do you want me to tell you what I look like?
Yep.
Great. Because I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
And my measurements are 36C, 25, 36.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you handle that, John?
Yep.
You sure about that, baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Because I love a man who can handle me. Now tell me, John.
Don't give up your day job.
John?
Hi.
Are you understanding what I'm saying, John?
Yep.
Good. I have curly auburn hair.
Now, can we talk sensibly?
John.
Hi.
You got a lot of equipment there, don't you?
Yep.
Good.
Hello.
I'm here.
I have rhinoceros skin.
Now, John.
Oh, boy, is this great!
Get something to eat when you called.
Hey, Chihuahua.
Would you like to join me in something to eat?
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
Oh, can I?
Yep.
Well. You want to go to your office?
Woohoo!
Because when we go to your office, I can have you lotion me up and... right there on your desk.
I'm not!
Are you nervous, John?
Yep.
Why are you nervous, John?
I'm not!
Huh, John? Why are you nervous?
I'm not!
Why are you nervous?
That's not
I'm not!
It's not nervous. It's I'm not. Hi, this is Surf.
Huh?
Hi, this is Surf.
Sim?
Hi, this is Surf.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Surf.
Surf?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Surf.
John.
Yep.
Are you nervous, baby?
Hi there. It's John Pop.
John. John?
Yep.
You nervous, baby?
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
Why don't you
I gotta hang
talk
on
to
her.
Me?
And that's all I have to say about that.
And that's all. That's all the time for today's Hotel Theater. Thank you.
Ken Steve, you see, that's how you do radio magic. You see him standing at the window?
Yes, I did.
You see him standing at the window? Golly. When did they start doing this on their show?
Why are they using my voice?
Well, I apologize. Oh, my God, it's 6:40.
Where did the time go?
I swear to God, I could sit here for 4 hours a day and play these tapes of these dumb phone hoes.
We need better phone hoes.
Yeah, isn't that right, John?
Yep.
Yep, that's right. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Is that all you have to say?
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, what about humans?
The more contact I have with humans, the more I learn.
Okay, a quick commercial break. Mwah! Thank you to all the phone hoes. We'll be right back. Rudy Martsky from USA Today on Sports. That's next.
Radio gods, Don and Mike.
All those wacky hoes. 6:46, here's Sherry.
Duh.
Hi, Sher.
Hi, Don and Mike. Westbound on the freeway, you'll find some slow traffic now from Main Avenue over to the Sousa Bridge. No delays on the Beltway between Central Avenue and the Wilson Bridge, but heavy rain is moving through the area. An overheated car outbound Suitland Parkway before Stanton Road. It's in the left lane. It's slow from the Douglas Bridge. Look out for a disabled vehicle southbound 395 at Seminary Road. It's slow from the Pentagon. I'm Sherry Licker. Measure traffic control for WJFK.
Don and Mike, WJFK. Four lungs are better than one, so listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, those nutty phone hoes. We gotta get a better class of phone ho. Dare I say it, a slightly more educated phone ho.
I think that it's hit or miss, and you gotta just keep on trying, but I'd say nothing's better than listening.